the Mad Men DVD review.
That's right. It's time for the Mad Men DVD review. With Say is in here. How you doing? Sorry. Let's get that wrong.
I'm good.
So, what have you been up to before we get to this review?
Just been working and just living life.
Hey, sounds great.
And that's better than the alternative, which is not living life, I guess.
Yeah.
Being dead.
Slightly better, yeah.
What's on the cards for today?
I have reviewed Becoming Bond. And so it's a documentary, kind of storytelling documentary, about the Australian George Lazenby, who became James Bond for one movie and turned down the opportunity to stay as Bond for 6 more movies.
Why? I mean, surely you'd want to...
Is this a spoiler?
Oh, yeah,
true. This whole thing is like, is this, you know...
Yeah, if I gave it away...
True, that's good. Yeah, that's true.
It's funny that he was Australian, though, you know?
Is that funny?
Well, because Bond is like, you know, suave and English, and then it's like, hey... Mate.
He had to take lessons and put a matchstick in his mouth to get the British accent.
Why did he have to put a matchstick in his...
Because of the way he pronounced things. And you know how Australians have that accent?
Like a kind of a twang.
Yeah.
Don't make me do it, I'll do it.
Don't do it, please don't do it. Yeah. It's just not necessary. So Lazenby, he was an Australian, and then he was picked to become Bond, I guess, or auditioned.
Yeah, so it follows his, so he's talking as his older self and a younger guy is playing him as he's talking. So he's kind of narrating his own story.
Oh, okay.
And it's really good. And so he talks about how he was a car salesman in Australia and then he went to England to follow his love.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't say any more about that part because there are some spoilers. But yeah, he ends up going to England and then he meets this lady who says he'd be good for the part.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hasn't done a day of acting in his life.
Wait a minute. Okay, so he's like an Australian car salesman who just moves over to England and then it's just like, hey. Yeah,
and through contacts, he meets this lady who thinks through his like kind of...
What, his charisma?
Charisma.
I think it's his, I believe the phrase is studliness.
His machismo. Yeah.
Because he became a model because he was in a coffee shop or something like that and someone just... No, he was selling cars and a guy just started taking photos of him and asking if he could have like headshots and stuff. And he was like, oh, do you want my girlfriend? And he's like, no, I want you.
I understand like Lazenby's a bit of a controversial Bond, right? Because he was like one of the few and who only did it a couple of times. Who was the other one?
Sean Connery?
Was it Dalton? Timothy Dalton?
Timothy Dalton did it a couple more than once, though.
But he only did it a few times. I think those two are quite controversial because everyone is always like, Connery is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think...
I think that's almost uncontested in the Western world, but there's like a big... Roger Moore's the one.
Roger Moore, yeah. People love Roger Moore, but he by the end it was getting kind of creepy, right? Because he was getting quite decrepit.
It's all, I mean, it's Bond. It's all just like layers of creepy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in the documentary, they were always comparing him to Sean Connery.
Right.
And saying there's a scene where he, you know, Sean Connery shoots the gun to like the camera in a certain direction, the way he does it. And Lazenby doesn't want to do it that way.
Ooh.
This is in the intro where the blood comes down, is that right?
Yeah. And Lazenby kneels.
Ooh, controversial move. Takes a knee.
It's also on Her Majesty's Secret Service, the one that Lazenby is in.
Yeah.
Is like, do you remember when he did Casino Royale with what's his face?
What's his
concrete
name?
Head.
Squarehead, yeah.
Yeah, Squarehead. Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
First names, it always gets me. Anyway, Daniel Craig is, you know, they humanize them and he like gets really caught up with this girl and he has a cry and like, well, Lazenby did that first, but you know, it was too woke for the 1960s, I think. And people were like, why is Bond crying over a woman?
Well, also, it's important, I think, to point out that James Bond was, in the books, is like basically a psychopath. And in the original books, there's a lot more torture. The way that he interacts with women is a lot more kind of blatantly misogynistic. So I'm sure like the fans of the books were probably like, you can't have Bond. down crying.
Yeah.
You can't have an Australian car salesman kneeling and crying. It's bizarre. Sorry, back to the review. That's just my bit.
I like that bit.
So what did you think of the film?
I liked it. It was very entertaining. Yeah, it's on the fun scale, it's a fun documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun to watch, and I'm quite a fan of... I haven't watched all the Bonds. I actually haven't seen On Her Majesty's Secret Service, but I know about George Lazenby. Mm-hmm. I've seen the Sean Connery ones. And, yeah, it's good. And being a fan of Bond, I was like, oh, it's nice to hear his side of the story told in an entertaining way.
Mm. So it sounded like you were saying there were sort of recreations or, like,
yeah,
that sort of thing. So there's a younger guy
playing Lazenby.
And then he's sort of talking about the...
Yeah.
It's a cool kind of format. It's a different format for a documentary.
Yeah.
That could go either way.
You know? Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I mean, cool or maybe it depends on how they do the...
It's a bit kooky the way that it's kind of shot. And the music as well. It reminded me of... what's his name? He directed the one with the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Wes Anderson.
Yeah, Wes Anderson. For some reason, it reminded me of Wes Anderson because it was really kooky.
Okay. Interesting take for a Bond.
Oh, and because they have, you know, the titles that come up, like chapter then, chapter mm-hmm. two. And it reminded me kind of Wes Anderson, and I'm a huge fan of Wes Anderson.
Well, it sounds like if you're a big Bond fan, this is the one for you.
Yeah.
I also, what's your take on Idris Elba being announced as the Bond?
I think it would be... Oh, it's finally been announced.
I think it's been announced, yeah. You heard it here first, if it hasn't been.
I thought it was announced and then retracted and re-announced.
I thought he
like
tweeted
that.
Something that kind of...
Well, maybe...
Anyway, regardless, I reckon he's the last chance of bringing me back to the Bond franchise.
I think it'd be great.
After Concrete Head. Not a big fan of Concrete Head.
Well, how do you think Blockhead compares to Brosnan?
I like Brosnan. I thought Brosnan brought
controversial.
A little...
I don't like Brosnan. As Bond.
Nah.
I reckon he was creepy as anything, man. Like, anyway, sorry, I'm just calling out Brosnan now. I don't need to.
Well, GoldenEye is the best letter Bond, in my opinion.
It's definitely the best computer game of Bond. I don't know about the film.
Should we get people to rank their Bonds? Is that a good idea?
For the prize?
Good. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to win a copy of Becoming Bond, documentary about George Lazenby, the Australian car salesman, becoming James Bond, please text us in to 53955 and rank your top three Bonds. And maybe why your number one is your number one? What do you reckon?
Maybe just one. Maybe just text in your favorite
Everyone's
Bond and why.
Gonna
favorite
say
one
Sean
and
Connery.
Your least favorite, maybe.
Everyone's just going to say Sean Connery, though.
If they can justify it in a way that's original, then I
All
think
right.
that's fine.
Whoopsie daisy. Text us in 53955. Tell us why you like Sean Connery.
But have a good reason. Don't just have it because he's like...
The phone's lighting up. Let's do it. Buongiorno, BFM.
Yeah, hi. I can't text, but I can talk.
Yay. Well, we can talk too. What's up?
Cool. I've seen the movie. It is hilarious, and it makes me change my theory on who the best Bond was. I reckon it was Sean Connery, but now I think it's Lazenby, and I have to see that movie as well because I haven't seen it. But
wow.
It sounds classic. He only did one, and he turned down a $1 million contract to do a second one because he didn't want to be Bond anymore.
Whoa, spoilers. Whoa, let's just keep it.
Sorry. Yeah, that was going to be my next comment. She gave a really good analysis of the film without giving too much weight. I'm sorry, I just did a spoiler.
Oh, well, you've blown it, mate. Sorry.
But it's pretty well known, that fact, anyway.
Yeah, I think it's also, if you haven't seen On Her Majesty's Secret Service,
yeah.
It gets
And then
trashed.
Sorry, I would have to say Concrete Head is probably my second favorite just because of the style of the movies.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't know. I mean, I think he's quite good at playing like a sort of emotionless psychopath who goes
Bond,
around murdering
yeah.
people. He's basically a mercenary for the government.
Yeah.
It's really, I mean, if you step back and you're like, yeah, he's just basically like a Blackwater operative.
Yeah. Which and Roger Moore brought a saintish style to Bond in the 80s. They had some pretty cool gadgets.
Yeah. They
yeah.
started playing video games and stuff on Bond
yeah.
in the 80s.
That was pretty cool.
Does Pierce Brosnan get a look in your
What's that?
Does Pierce Brosnan get a...
290s.
Yeah, it's kind of hasn't aged very well.
Yeah, if you've
yeah,
seen.
Yeah, I keep on thinking of him as Remington Steele. It just didn't work for me.
Mm.
That Die Another Day by Lee Tamahori, the opening scene where they surf into North Korea, that has got to be one of the silliest scenes
yeah, that's
of the
a pretty
history
good one.
Season.
That is pretty good. Story wise,
well, thanks,
good, yeah.
thanks for your call, mate, and I'm glad you enjoyed the film.
It is hilarious. You've got to see it.
There you go, ladies and
it
gentlemen.
It is very Wes Anderson, definitely.
Oh, cool.
And Aussie, there's a lot of Aussie humour in it.
Mm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for the backup on the review. That's great.
Thanks for the call. So there you go.
All right.
Great job.
Thank you.
Have a good day, my friend.
See ya.
All right, let's play some music. Stop talking. Thanks for coming in, Si.
No problems.
Great review.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.